The Hog of the Rebbe of the Rebbe in volume 6. This is letter 1590. Baruch Hashem dated on the 26th day of Iyar in the year Tavshin Yud Beis, Shalom of Racha. This is a letter in Yiddish. The Rebbe said, I was very happy to find out from the Hasidim in our holy land that you were there for a visit, and I hope that you will utilize your visit in our holy land, Tibon of Issachonin, for good, in a good way, all 100%. According to my view, my opinion, it's very important that you should look around and to look into as far as a match. Sure, you have friends, and as my father-in-law expressed with all the titles for his father-in-law, that all Hasidim are like one family. So it is without a doubt by me that the Chabad community over here will help you in this and also in the other matters to the extent they are able to. And when you will do it with the proper energy, Hashem will bless you that this will be with success. I figure that it's extra to point out to you about the name Eretz Yisrael. It's not only that we as Jews call it that, but also by the non-Jewish world, it's called the Holy Land, the Halakha Land. It's called the Holy Land. And as it says in our Holy Torah, that this is a land which Eina Hashem Elokecha, God's eyes are on it, Mereshis Hashana Vad Achrishana, from the beginning of the year to the end of the year, which means that no matter how close one is to the Holy One, blessed be He, while you live outside of Israel, so then you should have the feeling in a much greater measure of closeness to blessed Hashem while you are in Eretz Yisrael, while you're in the Holy Land, in Eretz Yisrael. Just like when one finds himself in a place which is very illuminated, it's very lot of light, and then they close their eyes and refuses under no circumstance to open, to be convinced that it's actually, there's light over here. He closes his eyes. He doesn't want to open his eyes. He refuses to open his eyes. And he argues, he says, well, it's dark. He closes his eyes. He says, I don't see, there's no light over here. He argues that it's dark. So, self-understood, that doesn't change the fact that the place is really very light. That is, there's a lot of light over there. And the same thing is as far as Eretz Yisrael. So, even when the eyes of the soul are, for various reasons, your eyes are shut, they're not fully open, but does not change the truth that this is a land which God's eyes are in it all the time. Therefore, when you have the great merit to be closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Blessed One, Holy One, Blessed He, so that is sure that you get an additional power in your soul in order to be able to fulfill and to bring about that all your good decisions should actually come into fruition in your daily life. And all the matters which seem impossible to fulfill, so while you're in Eretz Yisrael, you have the opportunity to be convinced that it is much easier than you had thought previously. And not only that this doesn't bring any damage, God forbid, but on the contrary, this helps in all other things that is necessary. Self understood. I'm not here just to preach to you, give you a drasha, but I'm actually want this to be in actuality. That every one of us is not whole in everything. So, therefore, it's also, we're all lacking in various matters of Torah mitzvahs. Most of the time, we have an excuse, an amasla. We have a justification on that. It is very difficult to accomplish this, to realize this in real life, because of my livelihood, neighbors, or your own body. But when you reflect, even on a very short while, it's very clear that since He, blessed be He, He's the creator of the world, and He also created the human being. And He demands this from the human being. He's for sure not going to expect, demand things in which He, blessed, had not given you the powers that you should be able to accomplish that, you should be able to do it. And therefore, it's very clear that this only hinges and depends on the person himself. So, also it's understood that Hashem, blessed be He, who is the ultimate good, is not going to demand, expect from a person to do all these things that should cause damage to them. And just the opposite, when God, blessed be He, demands this, it is not something that you're doing a favor to Hashem. You're not doing God any favors, because He, blessed, He isn't missing, lacking anything. And He doesn't need any favors from people, from human beings. Now, this is only a favor for the person. And the human being should be able to reach their true happiness or luck, both physically and spiritually. When you conduct yourself in such a conduct as HaKadosh Baruch Hashem demands, expects, then you can really be lucky. And as I said earlier, even if you imagine that this is very difficult, it is only a test, it's only an nisoyon. And with the proper attention, you can overcome this all. And you are be very happy from this test, because after that, everything you do will be a lot more tastier and more pleasant. In these days, when we all amongst Jewish people are going to celebrate the holiday of Shavuos, the time that the Torah was given, we all need to very deeply engrave in our memory the outcry of the Jewish community together, Naseh v'nishma, that everyone should also today also be able to take upon themselves Naseh v'nishma, we will do and then we will listen. This is the proper, the correct way for each one of us how to reach a happy, a lucky, good life materially and spiritually. I wish you to be successful in all of your matters, and you should be able to notify good news in depth.